This is Vatican Radio. A global conference will open in Rome on Friday, looking at best practices to help people with disabilities fully engage in the life of the Church. The event, entitled Catechesis and Persons with Disabilities, a Necessary Engagement in the Daily Pastoral Life of the Church, is being sponsored by the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization and partnered by the Kairos Forum, a UK-based organisation that focuses on the spiritual and religious needs of people with disabilities. Over the course of the three-day gathering, 450 experts from around the world will share their insights. I, Lydia O'Kane, spoke to Monsignor Gino Silva, English language official at the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of the New Evangelization, about the goals of the conference.
Well, first of all, to understand the aims of this conference, we have to first understand really what gave it life, and where it came from was during the Jubilee of Mercy. During the Jubilee, we had the Jubilee for People with Disabilities, and we had gathered people here for the Holy Father, people all over the world with disabilities, and this whole issue came up as to how are we catechizing those with special needs. And so we, as a Pontifical Council responsible for catechesis in the Church, had spoken to other people, and so this conference, this international conference, is the fruit that was sown during the Jubilee with all the other discussions that took place afterwards. And so really the aim and the goal is for us as a church, well, and for this Pontifical Council, to really learn what are the best practices that are already taking place throughout the world in catechizing people with special disabilities. What are the instruments? What are the tools that have been tried and tested and really, really work? But also what this conference is meant to do is also to highlight the responsibility that we have as a church to take into account the special needs of each of the baptized so that we can present to him or her the catechism, the catechesis of our church in a way that they can receive it, they can grasp the elements of it. So it's really to awaken a responsibility that we have that is already taken seriously in many parts of the world, but in some parts of the world is not, even in terms of preparing people with disabilities for the sacraments. How are we doing that? And are we really providing the sacraments of initiation for the people with disabilities? So these are the issues that we are going to discuss here. We're bringing experts from all over the world. And what is beautiful about this on a lot of levels is that some of the presentations are going to be given by people with special needs and disabilities. So we're going to learn and we're going to listen, we're going to share. There's going to be a wonderful exposition put together for the opening night that will bring together resources that are being used throughout the world so that somebody in Australia can see what's taking place in England or Italy. So this is a little bit about what our hope is for the 3 days.
I mean, how important is it for the church to take into account people with disabilities? Has there been less of an emphasis in the past? Is it something that the church now wants to bring to the fore?
Well, I think it is essential that the church takes seriously its responsibility to catechize those with disabilities, to also to accrue the greatest wisdom that is coming from the world of psychology today, and we need to study and to learn what are developmental levels of learning? How can we engage at different levels? So we need to take the best from science now and transpose it, you know, so that they can be implemented in our ability to teach and to catechize those with disabilities. Now, it's been going on. I mean, we have people like Jean Vanier and the large communities, and we have great initiatives around the world, but we could always do better. And I think one of the ways to do that is to put people together and to share best practices and that we can learn from one another. But to be honest, there is more room and for growth. I mean, I do know that, I mean, I've heard here and just my work here at the Pontifical Council from people at times that somebody's got a son or a daughter who they wanted to receive First Communion, but were told they couldn't because of being Down syndrome or this. And so We need to deal with that. And we need to understand, what is our sacramental theology? What is our theology of grace? How do we understand that everybody has a right to receive these graces? And so this is very important.
If you were to kind of look beyond the conference, what would the council like to achieve?
Well, that's a great point. And what we're doing, though, is in the planning of this three-day event, Archbishop Fisichella thought it was important that we really collaborate with experts in different parts of the world. So we're working with a few people in the United States. We're working with people in England, and we're working with people here in Italy. And the whole idea is that what we unearth here at this conference, what we learn, our hope is that this is a first step for the Pontifical Council in what will be an ongoing responsibility and engagement in this important element of catechesis. So it's a starting point for us. It's a learning point for us that will continue to go forward.
We were talking about strides and there's more work to be done. We've come a long way with regard to disabilities, but again, there people would say, well, strides been made, but there's room for improvement.
Right, and really all comes down to how do we understand our Christian anthropology? How do we understand and how seriously do we take that every person created in the image and likeness of God deserves to receive the fullness of dignity while at the same time having their special needs taken into account? And, you know, we've become such a world of fast pace, everything instantaneous. We're always concerned with numbers and this and that. How many Twitter followers do I have? All this other stuff. But in this area, we need to be slow and attentive to each individual person, because each person learns at a different rate, has different gifts, has different obstacles. And as a church, we have to come to be sensitive to those, ever more sensitive, and we are, but there's always room. I guess for me, maybe this is the New Yorker in me, that we become so fast-paced, this consumer mindset, that sometimes we run over people inadvertently. And I think this wonderful engagement with people with disabilities and catechesis forces us to put the brakes on. And also to look at our own lives and say, what are my disabilities? What are my limitations? And, you know, maybe in being more patient with others, I can find myself more patient with myself and my own sinfulness and say, how do I get over that? How do I deepen my own conversion? So I see this event, this initiative, as being just an opportunity of grace for all of us to grow closer to the Lord.
Just on a final point, just looking at Pope Francis, I mean, since the beginning of his pontificate, he's brought disability to the fore in the sense that, you know, you see people with disabilities at the audience. He goes out of his way, you see it, to really embrace people with disabilities. How important is that? How helpful is that?
Well, it's unbelievably helpful because, again, Pope Francis continues to show and to demonstrate. I mean, no one will ever forget when he was newly elected Holy Father, when he went and kissed the man with leprosy and hugged him. And that, I mean, it moved, it pierced all of us. It made us all look at our own lives and say, how approachable am I? How sensitive am I to people with disabilities? And that's why, I mean, this event is going to be so special. And also that with the Holy Father's busy schedule, that he's going to meet with the entire group on the Saturday morning. So that'll be a wonderful, wonderful experience for everyone.